Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
I'm a pot of gold, but we'll try best that we can to carry on.
I want citizens to know and be proud that their team in Escambia County, we're ready. We're ready for hurricane season. We had our preparedness exercise yesterday. We had Hurricane Elfie make impact Category 3, and both Alpha Bravo teams successfully passed our drill.
Eric Gilmore, the Director of Public Safety for Escambia County, yesterday at the press conference at Joe Patty's with Senator Rick Scott, Jimmy Patronis, Alex Andrade, Michelle Salzman, D.C. Reeves, and a cast of many. It was a cast of many. All of our local leaders, basically, from Escambia County. And Eric was talking about that hurricane exercise that we told you about yesterday, that Travis Tompkins, we talked with him about this, that they ran on Tuesday, which is the practice run. It's the accelerated time schedule. It's 12 hours and, you know, 1 hour where they go through their paces and really just make sure that everybody knows what they're supposed to do in case we have a hurricane.
Had to turn it. I want to talk to the citizens. I want the citizens to be truly prepared because, as Chief Prater said, your preparedness dictates how fast we go into recovery mode. So the more prepared you are, the faster we can get out of response mode and go into recovery. We want to get out of response mode as quick as possible, and response to us is life saving. We're going to do life safety first, and then once we get all life safety and everybody taken care of into host shelters or areas that they need to get out of harm's way, then we'll start going into recovery where we bring in the other assets to come do damage assessments and get those critical resources in the county.
This is such an important message, and you could miss it if you don't kind of decode a little bit what Eric is saying. What he's saying is that whenever an event hits, the first thing we got to do is basically make sure the people are safe. Okay? Well, if you prepare properly, and or you evacuate, depending on where your risks are at, what your home risks are at, right? Like, if you do what you're supposed to do, then recovery can be very quick. Like, that can be a very short thing. But if lots of people don't do what you're supposed to do, and then you're stranded in attics and up trees and, you know, floods in your home and you're cut off and you don't have enough supplies and, you know, you're on the verge of dying because you don't have supplies. Well, the county can't move ahead for recovery because, you know, they're stuck in response mode because you didn't do your job. So you wind up delaying kind of everybody because, you know, you're the slow person at the checkout line. Like, you didn't do your job, and so everybody else has to suffer because all the resources have to be spent making sure to protect you from dying because you were dumb. He's not saying it that way, but that's what he's saying. So what is the plan? Like, how do you prepare for these things?
But it's up to you to be as prepared as possible, 1 week ready. I can't state that enough, 1 week ready. We found that when we said the first 72 is on you, people had 1 day's worth of food. So at least I'm hoping if I tell you 1 week ready, you'll have 72 hours worth of food at that moment. But 1 week ready.
Yeah, we know if we tell people have $50, they'll have 10. You know, but seriously, you saw with, like, you know, Michael, that people were stranded for weeks with nothing. So, you know, 3 days is not going to do you in a real bad situation. So what are the three things that, and this is a message I've said many times, but it bears repeating. We all need to hear it again and again to know it for sure. And also, people are always new to the area, moving in and don't know.
I ask you to do three things. Know your zone. Know your home. And know your plan. Know your zone is, are you in a storm surge zone? Are you in a flood prone zone? Know those areas. You can go to our website, myescambia.com/be ready. Type your address in on our storm modeling system and see if you're in a category A, B, C, D, or E storm surge zone.
It's a regular slash, by the way. But yeah, no, he's right. You go and find out where you're at. Because look, if you're right around the coast or you're near water, you are at greater risk than somebody who's inland or up, you know, elevation or whatever. But know your zone, because the risk is the water, right? That's the key thing. That was something that Rick Scott said many times as well, is, you know, we used to think about wind being the risk, and now still the, you know, National Hurricane Center still talks about categories, which is based on wind speed. That's not really the danger anymore. I mean, it was at one time, and with older homes or mobile homes, it might be, but really water is what kills people. And understanding the water and the storm surge, that's the real issue, which, you know, we say all the time, but still it bears repeating. Second part.
Know your home. Is it an older home? Was it built in late 80s, early 80s, 70s, before all the codes come into play for hurricane strapping and stuff like that? Is it a resilient home? Is it well established? Also, the vegetation around, as Sheriff Chip Simmons said, trees. If they're leaning over your house, get rid of those things. Take care of them now. Don't wait till the storm's out there.
Oh, yeah. The last thing you want to be doing in anticipation of a storm is getting your chainsaw out and solving the tree problem. Like, you know, prevent it now, right? Which is also a risk for if there's a fire, especially if you live in an area where there's a lot of woods or something like that. It's all this matter of thinking. You know, you don't have time for a tornado. You know, there's a tornado in Alabama yesterday, right? Like, so you don't have time. So best to take care of those problems before they actually happen. And then third,
I didn't know your plan. Are you staying or are you leaving? And if you're staying, make sure you have everything you need for your family to take care of themselves and take care of what they need, including medications for pets, for children, and things of that nature. As I said, once again, it's time for you to get prepared. You don't have to buy everything at once. Buy it a little along and take advantage of the tax-free holidays that we have coming up as well for preparedness. But we do ask you those three things, and the better prepared our residents are, the faster we can respond and the faster we can get to recovery.
Amen. Absolutely. Everybody does your part, not just for your own sake, but for all of our sakes as well. Oh, can I go back for a second? It's kind of funny. I didn't maybe catch it the first time, but when Erica was talking about the Hurricane Elfie, the simulation that they did yesterday, all right, well, Tuesday, and he was talking about how they did in the simulation, he looked at me right at what he was saying. He kind of smirked, and I'll tell you why. But listen to his voice.
In fact, Category 3 and both Alpha Bravo teams successfully passed our drill.
You hear it a little bit in his voice? It's because I had been the one who had asked, like, Travis Tompkins, and he was there when I was asking him about, so did everybody do so well? Is this the kind of thing that everybody does great at? You know, do you ever tell people they're terrible at this? Maybe out of, you know, so he knows I'm thinking that while he's saying that they did really well. So anyway, it's funny. Oh, also at the end, this was just, it made me laugh. They get everybody together, okay? And then they're taking a big group photo, and there's like, I don't know, 7 or 8 of us who are either media or press or people who are like their age or covering their stuff for social media or whatever. And so they're getting ready to take a photo, and you never know where to look. If you're in a group, which camera do I look at for the photo? So Jimmy Petronas yells out,
"You don't look like a bandit. Not
all right, let's start with the middle. Everybody look at the red shirt.
Everybody look at the red shirt." I'm like, "I have a name. I have a name.
Say my name.
Say my name. Say my name." John Pickens has traffic on the 5.
Andrew McKay. All right. No accidents still. We're rolling accident free. I-10, I-110 are actually flowing smoothly. The only issue we're having right now is at 9th Avenue and Bayou because the road is closed. That's due to Roy Street and Carpenter's Creek. So just to avoid that area, just pretend like 9 Mile Road is, I mean,
9th Avenue.
9th Avenue is just broken. Just broken.
It's broken. Davis. It doesn't exist. However you want to think of it.
Yeah.
It's not there.
Davis or 12th, and you'll get
pretend
to
the bridge
going.
Is out, because basically the bridge is out.
Bridge is out, yeah.
Right. I mean, functionally.
Functionally.
All right.
I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
I love that you looking at me made you forget what street you're talking about.
I know.
9 Mile, Highway 90. What is this?
Because I'm
exactly
wondering what's going through your head, because your brain goes in different directions.
It does not. It's completely standard and predictable.
Yeah.
I don't have any weird thoughts at all. Hey, if you're thinking, sorry, if you need to do any remodeling in your home, you have a building project, a repair, or if you build things for a living, Pensacola Hardware, they're your place. In fact, it specifically, let me talk to you if you're, you know, a construction professional, if you're a builder, contractor, whatever, they are your place. They are the construction supply business, commercial construction supply business in this area for 170 plus years, since before the Civil War, since before there was Levi's, the oldest business in Florida. Since 1851, Pensacola Hardware. Yeah, right here, okay? The warehouse is here. They have everything. Now, if you have some specified product, like an innovative piece of equipment that you need because the architect or the engineer, okay, they can order that for you. But that's the point. They can order that for you. Like, you kind of wonder, where do I go? Who do I ask? What do I do? Tell them. They deal with that all the time. Like, that's their bread and butter, is helping you if you're a professional. And if you don't believe me, and I don't, you know, what do I know? Don't ask just me. Go there. Like, when you get done today, stop in and talk to Jimmy or Martin or Mansfield and just say, hey, Andrew McKay is always raving about you. What can you actually do for me? And they'll tell you. And then you can decide, you know, do they speak my language? Do they understand my needs? Can they really help me in my business? And the answer is going to be yes. But, you know, find out for yourself. Right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street, Pensacola Hardware.
Here's today's Strength for Life.
What does it mean to be more than conquerors? Romans 8:37 says that in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Notice the word in all these things. Tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, peril, nakedness, and sword. Most of us feel like a conqueror before we get to the time of tribulation, not in those times. Or we feel like a conqueror after we get through a time of distress. Yet the text says in all these things. And the key phrase is through him that loved us. If you know the love of God through Jesus Christ, no circumstance of life can separate you from that love. Therefore, you can walk through this old world with a spiritual swagger and be fully persuaded that we are more than conquerors through him that loved us.
For more Strength for Life, check out our website at strengthforlife.church.
Bands on the Beach is presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. You can bring a blanket or a lawn chair and spend the summer in the sand relaxing and enjoying the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, it's the new Cahoots. This acoustic duo from Pensacola, formed by songwriters Michael Garcia and Gordon Frank, will take the stage and they'll blend the sound of folk, bluegrass, and Americana. It's Bands on the Beach happening this Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion. Remember, no pets or glass allowed.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
When a storm is brewing, you need reliable information at your fingertips. Tune in to News Radio 92.3 for comprehensive hurricane coverage you can count on. Our team of anchors and reporters are in studio and at the County Emergency Operations Centers, bringing you live updates, safety tips, and emergency resources. From storm tracking to storm information, we've got you covered. Stay informed, stay safe. When the winds pick up, we're right there with you. News Radio 92.3, your trusted source during hurricane season.
Get the midday news live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, 7:21 News Radio 92.3. Happy Friday. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Good to have you on what looks to be a beautiful day today. Joining us now, we have Dave Greenwood. He is the Pensacola Beach Water Safety Chief for Escambia County. Dave, welcome back to the show, sir. Hold on. You put the wrong button on. That's funny. All right, Dave, welcome back. Sorry about that.
Hey, good morning, Andrew. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing fantastic, fantastic. How was last weekend? Memorial Day is always a very busy weekend in general, plus, of course, all of the activities down towards Park East, and you have to really staff up for this. So, I mean, how'd it go? Sorry, we seem to have lost you there. Dave, you there? Sorry, go ahead.
It was a great weekend last weekend, and this weekend it looks to be picture perfect also, so we expect a lot of people on the beach this weekend.
What sort of conditions are we looking at this weekend?
Relatively mild conditions. It doesn't look like surf's going to pick up too much, so that directly affects how busy we are going to be at the beach.
All right, so green, we're thinking green flags?
At least yellow.
Oh, okay.
Possibly green, but, we'll see when Saturday gets here.
Okay, very good. So also always make sure it's not just the water that can be a threat to people. It's dehydration, it's sun, it's all of the elements that are the elements, right?
Right. It's we expect it really be a really great weekend. So, and kids are out of school, not just here, but all around our surrounding neighboring states. And a lot of them are going to come to the beach, and we'll be ready. I'm happy to say we had Gulf Islands National Seashore staffed, and we'll also have Perdido Key Access 2 staff tomorrow along with our our beaches on Santa Rosa Island.
We are up to full capacity right now, every weekend providing as much coverage as we possibly can. And, you know, again, this is the kind of thing that we take for granted, but it's still every once in a while what we have to do is tell people the obvious stuff because there's always new people listening or new people moving to the area. And Escambia County is in a little bit of a unique situation because if a lifeguard tells you something that you have to do it by law, right?
Well, it's not by law. It's by local ordinance.
Well, that's
a
law.
It's not a statutory law. It's a local ordinance.
Right. And if you don't, and if you disobey, you mean you can wind up being arrested. If they give you a safety instruction, you have to listen to them, right?
Well, the supervisor too, yes.
Perfect.
Not a 16-year-old lifeguard. We have the supervisors that have that stat and have that local ordinance behind them.
I always imagine the visitor from somewhere, or maybe somebody who just moved here and doesn't know that, and them, you know, being disputatious with the lifeguard and me thinking, oh no. And that's,
yeah, but Andrew, you're trying to create conflict, and it really isn't that contentious. Typically most of the people, you know, that they understand what we're trying to do and they're very cooperative.
Well, good. And that's why we train them so effectively to interact with people. And that's one of the things I love about the program is not just learning how to save lives, but how to be effective communicators, because you got all these guards who are young.
You have to have strong interpersonal communication skills to work as a lifeguard, because again, you know, you're working in a very, very relaxed environment. Most of the visitors there, again, are not at work. They're out there to have fun and to relax. And sometimes when you have to tell them that we have a rule against that, they can't understand why there has to be rules on the playground, but there are.
Rules for their safety. Dave Greenwood is Pensacola Beach Water Safety Chief for Escambia County. Dave, as always, thanks for the time. Thanks for what you've been doing for so many years to keep us and our visitors safe. I appreciate it, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Great, Andrew. Have a great weekend.
All right. 7:25 on News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
Brought to you by Knox Pest Control, their family serving your family since 1929. For information on a free pest or termite quote, you can visit knoxpest.com. Knox knocks them out. Still rolling accident-free. Good news on that. Looks like I-10, I-110 are actually flowing very smoothly this morning. Only traffic issue you're going to run into is if you're on 9th Avenue heading toward Bayou in both the north and southbound ways between Roy Street and Carpenter's Creek. That road is closed at that point. They will direct you to either Davis or 12th Avenue to get you where you need to go. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Israel says it's accepted a new proposal for a ceasefire in Gaza. An Israeli official said yesterday the U.S. proposal calls for the release of 10 living hostages being held by Hamas, as well as 18 deceased hostages and a 60-day truce. Hamas said it's reviewing that proposal and is responsibly studying it. There's new report out that says somebody's been impersonating President Trump's chief of staff. The Wall Street Journal says somebody in recent weeks has been sending text messages and making phone calls to notable Republicans and business executives pretending to be chief of staff Susie Wiles. The FBI and the White House are currently investigating that report. FBI Director Kash Patel released a statement to the journal that said, safeguarding the administration officials' ability to securely command or communicate is a top priority. And DOGE's mission to cut waste from government spending will continue following Elon Musk's departure. White House Press Secretary Carolyn Leavitt said many DOGE employees are now political appointees and government employees and intend to stay.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. John, have you impersonated Susie Wiles this week?
Not this week.
No, me either. Okay. Not this week. No, I gave it a rest for this week. 7:20. Oh, somebody texts in and says, Dave Greenwood is our David Hasselhoff. Okay.
Yeah, I've never met him, but I get it.
Which
I can
one?
See it.
David. Either?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Either.
Whenever I see Dave in person, and he's like the fittest person I know. Whenever I see him in person, there is a little part of me that sees him running in slow motion, carrying the board, and the music playing in the background, and you know, anyway. No, he's Pam Anderson. Fantastic.
I'm worried about that.
437-1620. Hey, if you need any of the repairs done on the complex systems inside your home, like heating, air conditioning, electrical, or plumbing, they are all done by one set of folks. That's Peden. They kind of figured, look, if we're going to do one, we can do any. And they do all. And they have been doing that for 55 years all along the Gulf Coast. They were from Tallahassee over to Mobile. They've been expanding and, you know, whether it's Fort Walton or Destin or, you know, here in Gulf Breeze or Milton, they can take care of you. They recently expanded to Baldwin County and also all the way over to Mobile. And this month, you got what, 2 more days, you know? But this month, they have 2 specials going on. One, May is heating up. We're cooling off with an air conditioning system from Peden. Get $1,500 off plus special financing. Some restrictions may apply. Also, generators. Obviously, we are right up against hurricane season, and you don't want to be trying to order a generator when the storm's in the Gulf. Like, right, you want to get that now. Get the best prices of the year before storm season begins. Save $2,500 on a standby generator through May. That's the next 2 days. Dependable, powerful Briggs & Stratton generators. Again, some restrictions may apply, so be sure to read the details. But that's $2,500 off through the month of May. Peden, P-E-A-D-E-N.com for more information. 729 on News Radio 92.3. Somebody says, wait, does he patrol the beach in kit?
Oh, that would be amazing. I love,
you know,
that car.
I know how, like, you know, Sandy Sansing and they always do the beach vehicles and the trucks, whatever. They should
need
definitely. I think all of us who are 45 plus would get that joke and we'd love
yes.
it. But I don't. And you have the little red eye, you know?
Oh, I know, going back and forth.
It's probably not very practical, but, you know, okay. So there
it
is.
It'd be good.
437-1620. Hey, coming up next, we're going to. This is really interesting. You know, yesterday we were having this big conversation about things you did when you were a kid that were kind of adventurous, risky, dangerous, like growth opportunities. You know, sometimes kids these days don't know how to handle anything because they haven't actually had to handle anything, you know, and that's why, you know, things are so, like everything is drama, right? So there's another layer of this, and it's more about the parents. And whether these, like, Track My Kids apps are really good or not, there's an ad by a company that does these that it'll blow your mind.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. It's Elon Musk's last official day at the White House leading the Department of Government Efficiency. He'll join President Trump for a news conference at 1:30 Eastern.
The president writing this will be his last day, but not really, because he will always be with us, helping along the way. Elon is terrific. Now, Musk has reached the limit for the time allowed to serve as a special government employee. That's 130 days per calendar year. But the White House says the DOGE wheels will continue to turn in the fight against government waste.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff. President Trump then goes on to hold a rally in Pennsylvania.
The president is in Pittsburgh to promote a deal for Japan-based Nippon Steel to invest in U.S. steel. The White House says the agreement will keep the American steelmaker under U.S. control, but the United Steelworkers Union is skeptical, saying the partnership raises more questions than answers.
Fox's Madeline Rivera. The British actor-comedian Russell Brand pleads not guilty to rape and sexual assault charges in London. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31 at News Radio 92.3. It's mostly sunny right now, 75 degrees across the area. We'll get to our forecast in just a few minutes with Brooke Richardson. Several local officials were at an event organized by Senator Rick Scott on hurricane preparedness yesterday.
We got a lot of first responders here. They cannot go out, and they shouldn't go out when you should have already evacuated. It's dangerous for them. When it's 50-mile-an-hour winds, when the tornadoes are happening, you're putting their lives at risk, and that's not fair. So I hope everybody will take the time to get prepared.
And the event focused on the importance of preparing for the storms ahead of time. The official start of hurricane season is this coming Sunday, June 1st. Local officials and military leaders met yesterday in Santa Rosa County at the annual Northwest Florida Defense Coalition military base update. They discussed the missions of area military installations.
So anything that flies, maintains, operates, and puts kinetics downrange that is on a wing, and yes, I'm a helicopter pilot, those rotors are wings, it all starts at Naval Air Station Pensacola. Anything that senses or makes sense of the electromagnetic spectrum, the cyberspace and space-based assets, and cryptology and everything else is at Naval Air Station Pensacola. And then, of course, we got our guys again. I'll mention them because they need some love. That likes to blow things up over in Eglin. We have them as well.
And that is NAS Whiting Field XO, Commander Stephanie Beal, and local officials like Pensacola Mayor D.C. Reeves and City Administrator, former NAS Pensacola Commander Tim Kinsella were on hand, as were Congressman John Carter, Tony Gonzalez, and Jimmy Patronis. They discussed the economic impact of having military installations in our area and the importance of community partnerships. Now, the 2025 hurricane season is approaching on Sunday, and another important thing to do is to protect your information. This report from News Radio's Chris Bryan.
As summer approaches, so does hurricane season. While you're potentially getting ready to face the storms, don't forget to make sure your records are protected and accessible in waterproof containers. And don't forget to bring them with you if an evacuation is required. If you can't prove your identity and that you own your home and were living in it when the disaster hit, FEMA is not going to help you with disaster assistance. Chris Bryan, News Radio 92.3.
Thank you, Chris. Santa Rosa County officials are urging anybody in an abusive situation to reach out for help. This is after deputies arrested a Navarre man this week. A note had been found in a Jersey Mike's restroom, which indicated a victim was being held against her will at a nearby residence.
She was like, please help me. I'm at this address in Navarre. I need you to call the police and do a wellness check.
And Eleanor Coffey is an employee there. She found the note, called 911. Deputies say the note included the address and other information to identify 34-year-old Jordan Williams as the suspect. After serving a search warrant at the property, deputies say they found the victim, who detailed months of abuse, threats, and imprisonment at the residence. She was taken to the hospital with serious injuries. Williams is now being held at the Santa Rosa County Jail with no bond. He is due back in court next week. 735 at News Radio 92.3. John's got our traffic on the fives.
That's right. Still rolling accident-free this morning. Not seeing any delays on I-10 or I-110, Highway 90 or 98. But if you are on 9th Avenue and Bayou, remember that road is still closed between Roy Street and Carpenters Creek. They'll make you turn to Davis or 12th Avenue to get around that. Progress has been made, but it's still closed. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Our Channel 3 forecast.
60% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon and evening, high near 86 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 68. For Saturday, plenty of sunshine with a high near 85. Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 68. For Sunday, small 10% chance of a stray shower, otherwise mostly sunny skies, high near 86. Sunday night, temperatures dropping near 70 degrees. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV Weather app. This is Brooke Richardson for the First Warning Weather Center.
And thank you very much, Brooke. Right now, it is 73 degrees. We've got sunshine. Our next news at 8 o'clock. We've got breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. A federal appeals court has temporarily reinstated President Trump's tariffs. This comes one day after a U.S. trade court ruled that Trump had exceeded his authority in imposing the duties and ordered an immediate block on them. The SEC has formally dropped its lawsuit against Binance and founder Changpeng Zhao, bringing an end to one of the last remaining crypto enforcement actions brought by the agency. The original complaint accused the crypto exchange of violations, including illegally serving U.S. users, inflating trading volumes, and commingling customer funds. Costco has posted quarterly earnings and revenue that topped estimates as the warehouse club sales climbed 8%. The membership club could benefit from tariff volatility as it offers bulk discounts and competitive prices. On the company's earnings call, CEO Ron Bachrist said Costco rushed shipments ahead of tariffs and has rerouted goods from countries with higher tariffs to non-U.S. markets. Futures are currently mixed ahead of key inflation data later this morning. That's Your Money Now.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Benakis & Associates. Now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates. Leave the numbers to the experts.
It's spring at Anderson Subaru, the perfect time to refresh your ride. With 3.9% for 63 months on 2025 Subaru Outback models, or get 3.9% for 48 months on 2025 Forester models and 2025 Crosstrek models. At Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola. For details, call 877-554-9791.
Subaru for you, Subaru for you. Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Spring is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs and summer blooming plants, and of course, tending to that vegetable garden. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got spring gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware and Blue Sky Landscaping.
Hey, Pensacola, get ready for a midday delight that'll have you hooked. Weekdays from 11 until 2 on News Radio Pensacola. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins are their dynamic trio that'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud during your lunch break. They dish out the hottest topics, bring you the latest news, and deliver their unique blend of humor and insight that'll have you coming back for more. It's the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show on News Radio Pensacola, 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
You think you got the best of me, think you've had the last laugh, but you think that everything good is gone. Think you left me broken down, think that I'll come running back. Baby, you don't know me cause you're dead wrong. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
So we know that the world is, full of interesting things, and the internet is full of interesting things, and as Katy Perry teaches, if it doesn't kill you, it makes you stronger. Like going almost to space, you know? It doesn't kill you, maybe stronger. Oh my God, the Katy Perry memes. There are so many. I feel bad for her, actually. People have really been picking on her a lot. Anyway, this was sent to me by my dear friend Lenore Scanese, who is the one of the books she wrote was Free Range Kids. She's a New York City mom, a big believer in the idea that kids need to experience risk. They need to make their own decisions. They need to be outside of your zone of supervision. That's how they learn to be, you know, outside your zone of supervision, right? That's not something you can practice without actually practicing it. And so, raising kids to be independent, capable, strong, kind of like what we were talking about yesterday in the frivolous topic with all the crazy, ridiculous, sometimes illegal things that we did as kids, but that's what made us who we are. And when you protect kids from being able to make those kinds of decisions, you get basically non-adults, you know, who suddenly don't know how to manage risk and don't know what is dangerous. It's like when, you know, it's like when siblings wrestle and fight. That's okay, because that's how they learn the limits, you know? That's how you learn what you can and can't do. It's not the end of the world. Anyway, so she had commented on this video that comes out from Life 360. This is a company I had never heard of before. John, have you heard of this company, Life 360?
Yes, I have.
All right, here you go. So Life 360 is, I guess, you tell me if I'm wrong, they make apps so you can track your family and make sure they're doing okay all the time. Is that basically right? Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So they put out a new promotional ad.
Oh, no.
And I'm just going to play it a little bit, and then we're going to talk about it. It's a cartoon, and here goes.
You are my whole wide world.
This is mom singing to daughter. This is mom singing her greetings to the daughter who she's a little concerned about.
You are my whole wide world, my heart, my joy, my baby girl. You'll never know how much I love you. When you're gone, I just think of you dying.
Mom, what?
Exactly, Mom, what?
But that's accurate. So many parents think about
what?
The horrible things, right? So she's singing to her daughter with like the Snow White kind of the birds flitting around, and all I think about is you dying. And the daughter says, wait, what? Oh, no, then it gets bad. And again, this is, I can't show it to you, but this is, there's a cartoon of all of these things happening to the daughter as the mom is singing about her worst fears.
Every time you leave my sight, when you drive to school or stay out at night, this is where I go, to the million ways inside my brain in which you could die at any given time. You could bleed out on the street or get stuck in a mine. You could get kidnapped by bandits.
It would be perfectly fine.
Some creep could harvest all your organs and then sell them online. There are a million ways inside my brain in which you could die at any given time.
Mom, you watch too much, you cry.
And it's like,
what in the
got her being beheaded. It's got her being harvested. It's got her being kidnapped and tortured. And like, you're watching this cartoon of all of the horrible things that a mom would imagine could happen to her daughter. And here's the end.
You could be flattened like a baby by hydraulic machines, or be sucked into a wood chipper by the leg of your jeans. It happens all the time.
Mom, I think you're just scared because
you could go on a road trip, even though I said no road trip. You could hit a deer and get stranded in the woods, and you'd find a little cottage like the one in Hansel and Gretel, but the witch would be there. And now you can't go to college because you're just bones in an oven.
Mom.
Now you can't go to college because you're just bones in an oven.
I mean, you want to talk about overthinking.
Which would be there, and now you can't go to college because you're just bones in an oven.
Mom. Life 360. There. No more freaking out. No more creepy songs.
Family-proof your family with Life 360.
Oh, my God.
Overthinking.
Let's take all of the fears that any mom or dad has for their kids, let's amplify them, because we watch all these true crime stories and all of these ridiculous, outrageous shows about horrendous things being done to people. And we can only imagine the worst when we haven't gotten a text back from our daughter in 4 minutes. What's happening? Well, if I get really scared, I can pull up her location on Life 360 and make sure that she's okay. Oh, thank goodness. No.
They gonna throw the phone out the window.
Let them live.
Yes.
Let them live. Let them be free. Let them roam around. As, you know, again, my good friend Lenore Scanese, she says, the worry that our kids will die the second they step outside feels innate, but it has been cultivated. You have been taught to be terrified for your children. You have been taught that, you know, school shootings are normal. You have been taught that horrible car crashes are normal. You have been taught that predators are everywhere. Tonight at 10, danger at the school bus stop. You know, like, that terror has been cultivated. And you're probably old enough, although if your kids are young, you might not be old, but you should be old enough. And if you're not, ask a slightly older friend or maybe your parents what life was like when kids roamed around free and biked around free and checked in with their parents when they could, because, you know, they didn't have cell phones and they didn't have Life 360 to track my every movement, every single moment of the day. Oh, my God, turn it off. You've got to turn it. If you don't turn it off, they'll never learn what it means to really be independent, to really be on their own, to really be out there looking for, if it's trouble, it's trouble. And then how to solve it and how to deal with it. God. See, the horrifying thing is that the ad, it's only exaggerating some. You instead of coming up with an app to feed, reinforce your fear, how about you learn to manage your own fear? How about you, adult, you, parent, you manage to say, you know, it'll be okay. And you know what? Even if it's not, I can... Life goes on. I mean, bad things happen. Life goes on. Where's your faith? You know, there's more to the world than anxiety and terror. And what are you teaching your kids about the world? You know, is the world this place full of, you know, at every step, somebody's going to kidnap you, behead you, kill you, torture you, harvest your organs? You know, the stuff of urban legends is everywhere? Or is the world, basically safe? Because the world is basically safe. John Pickens has traffic on the 5. John?
I'm speechless.
Speechless how?
Just, oh goodness. Let them.
Where parents are. Let them be kids. Let them learn right. How to be adults.
I'd much rather have them mess up as a kid than mess up as an adult.
And even as adults.
Right.
I mean, we've got more to say in a second. Go ahead.
All right. No accidents to report to you right now. Looks like I-10, I-110 are flowing smoothly. We are seeing some delays on Palafox between Burgess and Nine Mile Road. That's in the northbound direction, it looks like. And also, 9th Avenue and Bayou is still closed between Royce Street and Carpenter's Creek. They're telling you to take Davis or 12th Avenue. Made progress, but it's still closed. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Very good. 437-1620, getting a lot of texts in here on this subject of allowing your kids to, you know, grow up, to experience, to risk danger, to learn how to manage danger and all of that. Somebody says, dear Life 360, boy, that escalated quickly.
It sure did.
Let's see, somebody else, what is this? The second I saved this video, I got a text from moms with anxiety. What is this? Somebody says that they saved this video and they got texts about it. I guess it's hard for me to make this out on the air. Somebody says, I use Life 360 if my daughter isn't at work so that I can call her. Somebody says, for the overprotective parent, it's as much about the fear of failure and guilt for themselves as it is safety for the kid. It's a selfish act, really. You know, it is. We it was not like this before. If you go back 30 years, even 15 years, it just was not like this. I remember when I was just getting out of college and the helicopter parenting concept was just starting. And now, like, everybody drives their kid to school. Everybody's scared about the predators who do exist, but are very, very rare. Your kids are much more at risk today, or, you know, like, just numerically speaking, they're much safer today than they were 30 years ago. Well, Andrew, that's because we overprotect them. No, that's not the reason. And there's risks to not helicoptering them. There are risks to helicoptering them. You are cultivating a certain kind of adult when you raise them this way. And listen, if they are adults, you know, I mean, it's, I understand. I have, you know, I have a 16, a 19, and a 21, okay? And the 21 has moved to Greenville, South Carolina, okay? And he lives on his own, and he bought a Miata, and he's went driving a couple of weeks ago. There was this really famous, infamous road that's kind of a couple hours from, it's called the Dragon's Tail. I don't know if you've ever heard, John, you've heard of this place?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, okay. It's a famous, twisty, curvy, windy road.
Oh, it's awesome.
And people go to drive it for the fun of driving it.
Correct.
But it's dangerous. People die, cars crash, you know, it's dangerous. So he went to drive that because he wanted to drive it. And there's one part of me that's like, oh God, I'm going to get that call. You know what I mean? And there's another part of me, it's like, he's an adult. I raised him well. We taught him good judgment. Maybe he gets hurt. Maybe the worst happens. Maybe he dies. Kids die. I would be devastated. It's also bad to live in a world where he can't go drive fast somewhere because he wants to. That's a cost, too. Remember we talked about this with the whole, like, Vision Zero thing? I mean, this is real. And I texted him and I said, you know, hey, you're going to go drive today? Yeah, okay, you know, have fun. Make good decisions. I didn't tell him to be safe. Safety is overrated. I mean, there's all kinds of subtle ways in which our culture has bought into this nonsense of the 100% safe. Like, we tell, you know, cops and firefighters and military people, go be safe. Well, yeah, but that's second or third list, right? Go do the job. Go save lives. Go fight fires. Go stop bad guys. Go kill the enemy. Be safe if you can, but safe is not always the goal. This is, like, I'm pretty passionate about this issue and what we have done in our society by all the little things, all the little check-ins, all the be sure, because we as adults don't manage our own fears and anxieties. 437-1620, a couple more texts came in. My friend gets busted eating out with her girlfriends for lunch all the time. Her husband texts her while we're eating. I hope you enjoy. Don't check in. Andrew, what if I'm tracking my elderly parents using Life 360? Okay. But still, I mean, but... That's could be individual cases. You know, you've got a a kid with a disability. I mean, I can see cases, okay? This is general truth, right? Let's see. Somebody here says, back then we didn't worry about gangs, drugs, hitting. No, we did. But we also let our kids play outside. I mean, come on. Nancy Reagan told us to, you know.
Just say no.
Right. We knew about drugs. You saw the after-school specials or the, you know, in-school specials, and they showed you all those horrible things happening, and it scared you to stay off drugs. And yet we biked around and rode around and had fun and got in trouble, and it was okay. Let's see. Somebody here says the first thing a kidnapper does is ditch the phone, right?
So exactly.
How much does it really help? Let's see. Oh, somebody. Good thing John said there are no accidents right now, or some helicopter moms will be frantically looking at Life 360 to see if they're okay.
That's awesome.
Let me talk to the overprotective parents for just a second. I know you're like either livid at me or you can't believe I'm such a horrible ghoul that I would say these things on the radio. I understand your fear. I understand your anxiety. I feel it too. We all do. We're all parents.
We all do.
But just because you have an overactive, fear-based imagination that you haven't learned to control, that doesn't mean that you should inflict your worst fears on your child's need to grow up and be an adult and make decisions. You teach them to restrain themselves and not act out when they're angry, they're hungry, they're frustrated, they're short-tempered, right? You teach them not to act out. You also need to learn to not act out on your paranoia and anxiety and fear. You need to. I love you. And if you love them, you need to. 7:54 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay, taking your hate mail at... Andrew at newsradio1620.com, or you can always text me 437-1620, 437-1620. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. Yeah, by the way, you're a parent. You want to add anything?
Oh, you've said it correctly.
All right, fair enough.
I still have to go home and deal with, yeah. So anyway.
We all have to fight that impulse.
Exactly.
We do.
Exactly. All right, no accidents to report to you. No helicopter moms checking in right now. Let's see here. I-10, I-110, that was an amazing comment, are all looking good. Seeing some slowdowns right now on Davis as you approach Olive Road southbound there. But the only other issue we're dealing with is on 9th Avenue and Bayou between Roy Street and Carpenter's Creek. That road is still washed out. They made progress on it, but it's still closed. So just be aware of that. They're going to tell you to take Davis or 12th Avenue. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Pensacola Beach is a wonderful place to vacation and celebrate with your family. If you thought about having a family celebration or a memorable beach wedding, Casa de Luna still has good dates available this year. Casa de Luna is spacious, with room for large families. It has 9 bedrooms and 8 bathrooms. Casa de Luna is a large private home with a refreshing pool and water views. And the pool can be heated. Casa de Luna is unique in that the main living area is directly on the ground level. It's very convenient. Bedrooms are both on the ground level and upstairs. One bathroom is handicap friendly, and another has a genuine jacuzzi. There's a large gaming porch with a pool table, hockey, ping pong, and Xbox One. Bicycles are provided. Bring your family to Casa de Luna on Pensacola Beach.
For information, call Casa de Luna at 850-433-4855. That's 850-433-4855. Culver's knows that everyone appreciates a fresh meal that comes from the heart. Culver's Butterburger begins as fresh, never frozen beef, seared to perfection, then topped with real Wisconsin cheese and a lightly buttered toasted bun. It's a whole lot more than a burger. It's a taste of home. And now featuring cod sandwiches and dinners. Visit Culver's today. Mobile Highway, Bayou Boulevard, and Highway 90 in Milton. Third-party delivery is available with DoorDash and Uber Eats, and curbside service is now available. Culver's, welcome to delicious.
Hey, it's Gambia. Today, ECUA is talking trash.
Specifically, bulk waste.
July 1st, 2023, bulk service changed to call for pickup. Schedule a pickup by calling the ECUA customer service department anytime before 2 p.m. on the day prior to your normal pickup day. Bulk pickup is still included at no additional charge. Schedule a free bulk waste or special pickup for construction debris for an additional fee. Call customer service at 850-476-0480. More information at ecua.fl.gov.
Know what to throw, 850.
Join Stefan Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 10 a.m. McKee Marine sponsoring the show. McKee Marine needs to hire Marine Service technicians. They hire students from George Stone Technical College. Have a boating question for Stefan? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them today at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WER-TV, and the News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
You know what your problem is?
I only have one.
You've met too many people like you. I'm with Terry now.
Does he make you laugh?
He doesn't make me cry.
Oh my goodness, we got so many texts in on this Life 360, checking in with your kids, helicopter parenting, and ruining them through letting yourself act out on your own paranoid concerns. Somebody says, you just have to trust that your kids will listen to the things you taught them and hope they don't do the things you did. Or that they will and they'll be okay. That they'll learn from these experiences as well. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Yes, I am, and good morning. As I bring my other page back up here. President Trump is saying that China broke their preliminary trade agreement. The president posted on Truth Social this morning. He said China violated the agreement, saying, quote, "So much for being Mr. Nice Guy." That's all capitalized for emphasis, by the way. The president didn't elaborate, but stock futures have fallen since then. Archaeologists, this is neat, discovered the remains of a 3,000-year-old Mayan city in northern Guatemala. The city has pyramids and monuments that indicated it was an important ceremonial site. They're calling the city Los Abuelos.
All right, David, thanks so much. You're getting a lot of preach on. Tell it. Don't give up essential liberty for security. 529.